Billy Brownless knows a thing or two about clangers.
And there hasn't been this yet.
This is Billy's Idiot File. Amy, clangers happen on and off the field. Lucky you're with Amy.
Feedback, Daisy, already.
The hotline's blowing up, mate. I must be doing well.
You are. Ash Harvey is one of our favourites, by the way. Welcome back, team, and sounding great, Daisy and Bill. Back early and on late. Jeez, that will get some taking used to, or whatever.
Do you want to have another go at that last bit?
Jeez, that will take some getting used to.
There you go. Not There's better. The words in order.
It was Valentine's Day the other day.
Valentine's Day. Was that with an M or an N, Bill?
Oh, Tynes or whatever it is. I don't agree with it because probably on your own you don't, do you? But I booked a table for my wife and I on Valentine's Day.
Yes.
Well, hang on. I haven't told her, Rhonda. I booked a table on Valentine's Day for my wife and I.
Valentine's.
When we got there.
Spell it out phonetically for people on the websites.
And Johnny from Southernton.
Was that Summerton?
But very nice anyway. We had a reunion for the celebrity. I'm out of here. Get me out of here now. And
Daisy, it's good to see you here, mate.
It's great to be here. It's great
You're
to see you.
Grown up.
Here.
Have a look at you.
It's hard to ruin anyone's reputation.
Did
He's
you
still playing.
Throw a couple of hoops. If that's the language.
Billy's right across this sport, as you know, CJ.
Now, Daisy, last night we went down here to the Clarendon Hotel, had a lovely Asian-infused meal.
We absolutely did, Bill.
That's Asian infusion, it's called, which is very nice, Clarendon.
Just fusion. Asian fusion talks about this, but it is infused with Asian spices as well.
Beautiful.
Very
beautiful.
You probably just say Asian. You don't even say
But that's
fusion.
The sign says infusion.
It says fusion.
Fusion. I feel good. Ah, yes, we do. Daisy and Bill, it's Friday, Daisy. Frothy Friday. Guess what it is tomorrow? Friday the 29th of Feb.
Tomorrow, so today's Friday and tomorrow will be Friday.
Well, tomorrow will be Saturday the 29th of Feb. But I did watch a race on the weekend. Alligator Blood.
How good.
Two words. Super star.
Two words.
It is two words. It is. What do you reckon, Johnny?
I reckon it's Fat Wants a Wife.
Instead of Farmer.
Yeah, Fat the ex-farmer wants a wife.
Oh, I was a farmer in my early days.
Hey, really?
Yeah. A shearer. Not a jackaroo. What do you call it when you shear? Move on. But he goes to all those lawn, you know, what are they called down there? Where they
Festivals.
Yeah, or he loves that blitz and dyes the hair blonde and
hair blonde.
He does and jumps into the mush pit or whatever it is.
I feel good.
Ah, we do indeed. Thursday, March 5. Welcome to the rush hour. Even the rush hour on Triple M.
We want to see the women out there.
I've just got the Bureau of Meteorology.
The bomb, what do they call it? Yep.
Yeah. I sat down last night to watch the last quarter.
Yep.
Mate, the umpiring was terrible. It was bloody terrible.
Refereeing.
Well, whatever they call. Mate, they were so, the crowd got them sucked in. They were so Sydney Kings. It was just unbelievable. I've never seen. I travel.
Sorry, Randy Perry. Can you interpret that for me? What was he trying
to say? I was just upset with the umpire. She was seen arriving at a low key gathering in Los Angeles and greeting a friend with her elbow. They didn't shake hands. They didn't hug. Greeted a friend with her elbow. Go home tonight, stand about 15 feet from her and say something to her. If she doesn't reply, move a bit closer, maybe 5 feet, and say it again. Keep doing this so that... Speaking of all that, Jim, you know what annoys me? Don't worry about the waffle stomp or whatever you're talking about.
What, is this a bake?
You.
Well,
I'm sick of you. I've had it up to Bowie's puss.
Righto. So what are we doing? We're having a little break and then a bake?
Now, coronavirus, it's very serious. It's a crazy day. We went off the top, I know.
But it is serious. There's no doubt.
Have you panic-buyed? Have you been into the supermarket to buy?
It's panic-bought, Bill, not panic-buyed.
Thanks, Darren.
And guess where toilet paper is made? Melbourne and Ballarat.
Yeah. So why haven't we got any?
I don't know, Jim. Well, everyone's panic-buyed. Panic-bought.
It's Billy's All Sports Report.
Wouldn't be sponsored.
Yep.
Who by?
Sorbent. Sorbent have come on board, Jim.
ESPN footy tips dropped off.
What?
The footy tips dropped off.
We did have SPN footy tips for 3 weeks.
ESPN, yeah.
Even them.
Yep.
That's maybe why they dropped off. So all these things, it just doesn't affect the sporting world.
Right.
There's other things out there in our great world of festivals and things, parades and...
What's been going on? Have you been on air?
Yes.
Have you made an ass of yourself?
Oh, mate. We are the number one iPod uplifted.
iPod. Prizes?
Yes,
I think Cam in Garden Vale. Well, Bill, you're 10 goals up.
Well, he can have a choose or even a choice of the tailor-made response golf ball. Our friends at tailor-made. We feel for them at the minute, of course.
Yes.
But what about this lady, Jim? Joey?
What did I hear Fat describe the swimming Victoria decision as? Surely I didn't hear him say the words coming events. I know it's 6 o'clock, Fat, but keep it tidy. Love your work, Jim, by the way. Was it there from one? Thank you. All right, let's have a listen.
Swimming Victoria's cancelled its coming competition.
Oh, what the hell?
Swimming Victoria has cancelled its coming competitions, Jim.
That's better.
What, an S?
I don't reckon they hold a coming competition, Bill. I don't reckon they do.
You don't? Have you been to one? No.
You wouldn't jump in the pool.
I'm pretty confident that's not part of their charter, Swimming Victoria.
You still go to a bottle shop. Because it's very important to have a beer.
Thank you, Bill. Yeah.
Drink responsibly.
Right, yeah, you've always.
Ooh, something like that there. In that window. Funerals. Funerals.
We're on air. There's something happening up in that window. Fat reckons.
Three people in Australia can see it, and that's us. And you're talking
what
about it on radio.
You on about?
Well, they caught my eye, Jim.
Time to get to the family 133353 style. Josh Frydenberg, or Friedenberg, depends how you want to say it.
Fryenberg.
I don't think it's either that one.
That's a good one. Pete there. I like Pete from Bayswater,
Pete. Yeah,
who had to do the bolt over there in Adelaide.
That's it. He was shop fitting and had to leave the boards.
What fancies you there, Pete?
I beg your pardon?
Hey, Pete, we're going to send you the...
Hey, Pete.
Yeah, what did Billy say?
No, you just asked the same question I've asked for 10 years.
Some girls walk in there, they don't even get started in 30 minutes.
Two minutes, you.
Exactly. Libraries.
Oh, no.
Libraries.
Libraries. Libraries.
Libraries, Jim. Well, it's community. For the people out there, the Melburnians, the Mildurians, the Bendigoans, and
who
the...
Who else you got?
Aubrarians.
Aubrarians.
Aubrey. Aubrey people, Jim.
Thank you, Bill.
Do you know what is
I don't.
Cornhole?
I know what it colloquially means.
What's colloquially? What does that mean, Jim? Because I want to know. Everyone around the world is infected. I want to know North Korea, please.
What, do you already know the answer?
No. And Russia. A very big populated country, Russia.
It says here there are no confirmed cases in North Korea. Well, if you knew it, why are you asking me to look it up?
Because I wanted
Wasting the family's time.
No, that is unbelievable. No cases.
Do you reckon old King John is telling the truth?
No, I'm telling you, there's something going on between China, North Korea, and Russia.
Right,
I'm onto it.
Righto, you're onto it?
Old Inspector Duclay.
Duclay. Honestly. There's only so much more of this I can do.
And just an update for... all the people out there on the coronavirus. Virus.
What?
Coronavirus.
Coronavirus. Bit going on, isn't there, in the footy world? And I don't know if it's because we're all shacked up, but there's a bit of antsy-pantsy going.
Up. We're all shacked up, are we?
Well, we are.
Isolated, you mean?
Isolated. I got the bike out of the shed
and
a flat wheel, so I had to walk it down to the servo. And and I go to pump up
to the
bloody
survey.
I was like a beach whale on the couch.
Oh my
couldn't
God.
Even turn over the telly.
I couldn't. Did you hear that, Rabs? He said I couldn't even turn over the telly.
Couldn't turn the telly over. What do you do then?
You just push a button.
Well, that's turning it over.
What a changing channel, mate.
Same thing. I couldn't
do that either. You haven't turned the TV over since the 80s.
Well, Boilermakers, Fat, make large containers that house gases or liquids such as oil. That's what a boilermaker does, just so as that you know.
But it doesn't. Normally, if you're a builder, you know what a builder does. All a plumber is to do with plumber.
I've just told
you. But if you say boilermaker, it's got nothing to do with what you just said, which is... I'm just saying the sound of things should be what they are. If you're called a
boilermaker, the sound of things should be what they are.
Like electrician.
Oh, probably not a great example.
Like, what does that mean? Like
pizza maker, right? You know what he does.
Well, they'd just be a chef, though.
No, they're pizza makers, Flog.
scenes in Fern Tree Gully. Sean.
Sean.
Sean. Scene. He's called him Scene. Oh, no. What Sean. Are we doing? well done, Amy, by the way, getting involved.
Mm. What has Amy done?
Well, they've sponsoring
the file.
The idiot file, because clang has happened, as you know, Bill.
Oh, double AMI.
That's it, Bill, yeah.
Who do you think?
Amy Brayshaw.
What, just a random girl called Amy Brayshaw. Somewhere?
Amy Brayshaw.
No, but they're very good sponsors. Clang has happened on and off the field, Jim.
Like that one just there.
Is it Amy Brayshaw exist, Jim?
No. No one called Amy Brayshaw alive. This is as bad as Bill's gone.
What's the difference between Wohung?
What?
Where did the virus start?
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. What is it? The naysayers out there, Jim, they got nothing else to do but nitpick. Nothing else to do.
That's better.
Some of the Hollywood's biggest stars are desperate to play Joe Exotic in a movie.
Some of the Hollywood's, yes.
Some of the Hollywood's biggest stars are desperate to play.
Some of Hollywood's biggest stars, yeah.
Some of Hollywood's biggest stars.
That's it, Bill.
What about old Bernie, the Formula F1 owner? Bernie.
Formula.
Former F1 owner.
You got farmer's hands? Or
no, I'm in const in city life now, fair to say.
In const.
Yes,
in
I am.
In const, he reckons he is.
Last one. Here we go.
Last one.
What is the largest bone in the human body? The longest bone. The longest bone.
The thigh bone.
Which is?
Therma or whatever it is. Kane Corns on the weekend on the Sunday Footy Show said he'd be surprised if 50% of the players weren't kicked to kicking, going out with a mate and having a kick to kick. Would that be right?
Yes. Yes.
You know what I mean there.
Right. Well said, Bill. Well said.
I tell you what I did like, Duck, is the key position players, because a lot of people put in the midfielders, dime a dumber, a dozen. But
dime a dumber.
Yeah, dime a dozen. Intimate apparel.
What does that mean?
Sleepwear, bra, undie. They're all up 100.
Undie. Just a single undie.
You and the whole family, you went overseas, you went back to Cornwall, where you're originated from. And you caught up with the old family.
Originated.
What did you find out about yourself or your family over there at Cornwell?
Cornwell. I've lost it. Sorry.
I'm going to watch that because it's called Bloodlines. Kerno.
I'll tell you, Bill.
Is that for an in-depth?
In Michigan.
When? Fat.
Where? Michigan.
Michigan.
A lot of work. It's just like the job keeper now. A lot of work for the pubs.
Yeah.
It takes all the work off the dole. What do you call that? The City Link or whatever it is.
Centrelink.
don't jump in, Bernard.
Centrelink.
City Link.
The road.
Just leave him going.
Well, I've never lined up at Centrelink. Have you?
Centrelink. No.
Tabitha's in Glenroy. Hello, Tabitha.
Hello, Tabitha.
Hello. How you going, boys? Haven't spoke to you for ages.
Long time. No.
Speak.
Talk.
Yeah. Usain Bolt ran 100 in 9.58.
Yes. What did the horse do it in?
6.97.
6.97.
It was all over in 7 seconds. And did you see how much cheap fuel is? God. So the angel asks the first nun, who was the first man on earth? Nun one says, Adam. Yes, well done. You can go in. Turns to the second nun.
Now, what about you, please?
Oh, the recyclable, Jim. My bin's not big enough. I have too many frothies.
What are they called?
Recyclable bin, the yellow one.
What did Bill ask him next? I still can't work it out, and I've heard it twice.
Gee. How long does it take to get through them?
No, you're fat. We're in one of those Zoom conference things, yeah. And even from this distance, I can see you haven't changed one bit.
I think you've got it on the long ways.
On the what?
On the long ways Zoom. Paramatic.
Oh, Bill.
You have another go at that, please.
Parramatta. See, they're in trouble, Jim, up there in the NRL.
Right, I want you to have one more go at that, please.
No, I'm not. Paro.
You can't Google it.
Shut up. Just pad for a minute. Horizontal.
No.
What? No, that's not the word you're looking for.
No, I know, but that you still goes long ways. Horizontal, Jim.
What's the word you're looking? Not Parramatta. It's what?
I looked up long ways photo, but they don't tell me. It doesn't come up with it. Anyway, we'll be back after the break.
Wouldn't be panoramic?
Panoramic. That's it.